כתוב פ-ה-י, ברז המוזן נאמר בכל לשון. You say ברז המוזן in any language, it's a mitzvah min המוסחה, it's better if you can't say it in Hebrew. The Chiddush says, a person who's careful about ברז המוזן, you will always have food recovered. You won't just have the bare minimum. And לחזקילה, one should bench from a bencher or a sitter, whatever it is, it makes it easier to have kavana. Chassid Hasidim says, a stomach died, and his friend saw him in a dream, and he said, every day they judge me on the fact that I did not have proper kavanah by my brachas. Every bracha we say, it brings down bracha min ha-shamayim. You have in mind, Baruch Ata Hashem, melech ha-olam, the revelation of the malchus of Hashem, save Jewish lives with your brachas. Chassid Zayt, Tzorch she'ashmiya la'ozno ma'ashamayitin yisvasa, you should say it loud enough that you can hear yourself. You just thought it, you are not yoitzer. Many people just look at it, and their eyes are moving and their lips are not. It's a good dream, but it's not a bracha. Yeah. If a person, Chmodel's son, is sick, and he has no way of talking, then it's better that he should do it just by thinking. Shlomo Zalman had a chiddush that if you move your lips, even if you don't talk at all, it's also considered talking. Now the pasuk says, in order to be considered talking, has to whisper. Some sound has to come out. But either way, if you can say it loud enough that you can hear yourself, then that's lachatchila. But the other, if you whisper and you cannot hear yourself, then it's all right. But for the other, and if you just look at the words and didn't say them at all, then you're not here to. If you have no, the only way you can do it is by thinking about it, then you get schar for the thought, even though you're not the kind of the mitzvah properly. Mr. Bruce says, for example, the person had some reason he couldn't talk, and he thought to be able to talk, and then a few minutes later he was able to talk, then he should say it again. Chiv Gim, Yesh Mishayim, which is about the Bais and Banav, the Ishto Yitzel, the Bob, the Koran, Kadesh Yitzel, the Chos. If a wife and children don't know how to make the Bob of themselves, then he has to say it loud enough that he could hear him. So he should say nice and loud. Others say that it's always good to make a bracha out loud because it makes you have more kavana, especially in Shabbos and Shchodesh, so you will not forget Yad V'Yod. The guy sitting next to you here actually went straight into Bnei Yerushalayim and said, Yeah, it's also good chinuch for the family that they see the children see the parents are talking to somebody before they eat. Siv Dalet, Atfilu Nishtakir, Kol Kach Hashem Yochel L'Davar Kara Yochel L'Davar Birtz Mosa. Even though for Shmon Esrei you have to be in a state that you're not drunk at all, and you can even talk in front of a king. If you can't do that, you don't daven for benching. As long as you have a minimal control of yourself, you totally didn't lose it, then you can still make Birus HaMozen. He made a bracha Birus HaMozen, and there was extra man in front of him, or she had shika, or he was drunk completely. So basically, a person really should make sure there's no excrement in his domain before he makes a bracha. And we see that by tefillah, if you did not, you were in a place that there was room to have a subject about this issue, and you did not bother checking, then you have to daven again, because that was an abomination to daven in such a fashion. But God gives the Muslim the Rishon of the Sefik, whether it's to that extent. Birus HaMozen is Brach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not the same thing as Shmon Esrei, Mamish, having conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah. And we mentioned before, as far as drunkenness, even if you cannot talk in front of a king, the Mishnah Berurah is saying that, Lachatchila, you should not, say Birus HaMozen. You know, is that what you say? Lachatchila, you could say Birus HaMozen if you're drunk, means if you're drunk, but only to the point that you can still talk in front of the king. Where, the Maisa, he brings up a bunch of achrayim that have sages about that issue, and your marisher, he says that askama d'achrayim is like we said before, that even if you cannot talk in front of the king, it is better to say birchas hamazon than lose out the birchas hamazon. Chatchila, if a person sees he's taking another cup and another cup, he should vanish before it's too late. If a person, found soa excrement in front of him, or like we said, lachatchila, it's also to make a bracha in such a situation. And in the Evan, the Vayis Mishpah brings a whole bunch of achrayim that if it was within 4 amas of where he made the birchas hamazon, he has to say it a second time. If it's still within the time span, you can say the birth of Mosin. That's only respect to birth of Mosin. But as far as birth of Mosin, when there's etchment there, if there's only urine there, then the heavy is Yerisha. Having urine on the ground, this is Rabban. Having excellent on the ground while you're making a process, this is the Yerisha.